Hello, and welcome to Fresh from the Hill, Inside Stories of Noteworthy Cornellians. My name is Julie Voltaggio, class of 2002, and I am your host for this episode. I'm excited to talk about some of our incredible Cornell alumni volunteer opportunities. As for me, I'm currently the co-president of the class of 2002 and the president of the Cornell Association for Class Officers Board of Directors, which we affectionately call the CACO Board. I started volunteering after my fifth reunion, which is approximately 200 or 300 years ago. But prior to that, I was actually not a very active Cornell volunteer, which I readily admit to all of you as Cornell friends and family. But when I saw the team that put together our reunion, they just seemed like they were having a blast. And there was an opening on our class officers board. So I put my name in the hat. And from then on, I've been totally hooked. Since joining the class of 02 officers board, I've also served on the volunteer leadership and development task force, as well as Cornell Council. And as I mentioned, the CACO board. As part of the CACO board, I've gotten to work with the Students and Young Alumni Committee, and you'll meet their amazing new vice president, Kamila Knight, in just a moment. But our committee realized that at Cornell and across higher ed in general, there are lots of ways to honor lifetime volunteer achievement. So think about Cornell's Vanneman Award as an example, but there's not as many ways to honor more recent graduates, and we wanted to change that. We were really focusing on our graduates from the last 10 years, and so we designed an award not just to celebrate their accomplishments, but really to motivate them to stay engaged with us and with Cornell. And we also felt very strongly about honoring diverse dimensions of volunteer contributions, which prompted us to advocate for 3 to 5 awards each year, not just one. And this could allow us to consider both the breadth and the depth of volunteer activities across all our classmates. So after that initial phase, things moved pretty fast. In the fall of 2021, we drafted a proposal with Cornell Alumni Affairs and Development. In spring of 2022, an idea came up to name the award after somebody, and specifically Robert S. Harrison, class of 1976, the outgoing chair of the Board of Trustees. And in fall of 2022, we did it. Robert S. Harrison, class of 1976, recent alumni volunteer award was launched. And we received more than 40 nominations that first year, selected just 5, which was the hardest part of the whole process. And you'll get to hear more about these extraordinary humans next up. We continue to be really excited about the award. It'll be offered annually. I can't wait to continue honoring our amazing, amazing recent Cornell graduates. So I think what I'll do now is invite them to tell you a little bit more about what makes them so amazing. So I'm going to call in first Vernice to say hello. Tell us a little bit about you, your college, what you do now, your year. So take it away, Vernice.
Thank you so much, Julie. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with everyone today. Hello, everyone. This is Vernice Arahan, class of 2014, College of Architecture, Art, and Planning. I'm the P in AAP. In terms of what I do now professionally, I'm a senior analyst at Impact Assets, which is a impact investing and philanthropy firm. But in terms of Cornell, I currently serve on Cornell University Council, as well as AAP Advisory Council, and previously was president of the Cornell Asian Alumni Association. So thank you so much for the opportunity, Julie.
Excellent. And congratulations, I should have said that first, to all of our initial award winners. But so happy to have you here, Vernice. I'm going to call in Julia next.
Thanks, Julie. Very excited to be here with everyone today. What a great group. My name is Julia Buffington, also the class of 2014. Great year, in my opinion. I was in the College of Arts and Sciences. I majored in linguistics and minored in computer science and cognitive science. And that all kind of led me to where I am now, working for a government consulting company called LMI in the DC area, where I lead a team of data scientists, data engineers, developers, and HR SMEs to deliver analytics, survey, and software development support to one of our federal customers. So very excited to be here with everyone.
Excellent. Thanks, Julia. Kailyn, I'm going to bring you in next up.
Hello, everyone. Good evening to you guys and good morning to myself. I'm actually based in Singapore. Really, really excited to be here with you guys today. You can call me Kailyn. I'm class of 2015. major in applied economics and management. Used to be under CALS, but it's called College of Business now. It's been a roller coaster journey, but I'm really excited to be here with you guys. Currently, I'm also the president of Cornell Club of Malaysia, which is founded about 5 years ago. Time flies, but excited to share what I have today with you guys. Yep.
Amazing. Thanks, Kailyn. Kamila.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kamila Spokowitz-Knight. I am the class of 2013 for the College of Arts and Sciences, where I majored in economics and sociology with a Spanish minor. I'm also the class of 2015 from what is now called the Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy, where I focused on environmental finance and sustainability. And then I'm also the class of 2022 from the Johnson Graduate School of Management, where I did the Executive MBA in Metro New York. As far as Cornell, I currently serve on the Cornell Campaign Cabinet, the Cornell Council. I am the VP for programming for the Cornell Black Alumni Association, serving in my second term. I'm also the VP for the Student and Young Alumni Committee for CAECO, as Julie mentioned earlier. I also serve on the Johnson Recent Alumni Council. I'm the president of the class of, co-president of the class of 2013. I'm also a member at large for the Mosaic Steering Committee, and I'm also a CAN member. And then as far as professionally, I am a senior director of diversity, equity, and inclusion, where I work to build and implement day-to-day DEI strategy for a newly separated company from an organization called Danaher Corporation, but I am now a part of what's called Veralto. And I'm super happy to be here.
Thank you, Kamila. Much appreciated. Olivia, if you could round us out, tell us a little bit about you.
Of course. So good to see you. And what an impressive group to be among. I'm honored. Olivia Moore Nicoletti, class of 2012. I was an ILR major with a minor in music. I'm actually rolling off a couple of Cornell volunteer roles. I was on council, and then just coming out of the convener role of CAB, the Cornell Alumni Advisory Board, but I'm joining as sort of the year after to kind of keep some continuity going through to help the current convener. I'm also on the Cornell University Chorus Alumni Council as well, so really pleased to continue to be in. Involved. I actually run my own business. I'm based in Chicago, and I run a weddings and events company called Olive Fine Weddings and Events. I started that about 6 years ago. So very never thought I would be an entrepreneur, but here we are. So it's a joy, and so nice to see all of you here.
Thank you all so much. This is an extraordinary group of people. I'm so delighted to have you as our inaugural Robert S. Harrison Class of 1976 Recent Alumni Volunteer Awardees. I'd like to ask a fun question as our next one. Who was the first person that you told about your award? Julia, I'm going to call you in first.
Thanks, Julie. I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure I remember the very first person I told, but I know probably one of the first couple of people I told were my parents. They're very proud of me and everything I've achieved. And my mom's a Cornell alum, and they've been very supportive of all that I've done for my volunteering. So I definitely told them about how excited I was to be included in this award. I also told a good friend of mine and a volunteer mentor, I'd say Corey Earl 07. He's been really supportive of all my volunteering and been involved and kind of convinced me to do many of the things that I've done. So I had to kind of thank him for inspiring me there. And just, it was so cool to hear how proud everyone was of me.
I saw a lot of head nods with the mention of Corey Earl. So shout out to our friend on the Hill. Kailyn, do you want to maybe tell us who was the first person you told about your award?
Sure. The first person that I told was actually my husband. He's also a Cornell alumni. It was really, really surprising, you know, given that I have graduated about 8 years ago. So I'm still really happy that I'm still considered like a recent alumni. And being so far away from school and also, you know, the, you know, United States itself, right? Like Singapore is like another half of the other side of the world. So really, really happy to be awarded. So first person, my husband. Secondly, would be also the first person that kind of inspired me to start the whole journey of volunteering. He's also a Cornell alumni, the first person that I approached when I was thinking about, embarking on this whole journey of volunteering. So yeah, my husband and the other friend, which is also a Cornell alumni. Yeah.
And this is even more examples of how Cornellians do good in the world is inspiring other Cornellians to remain engaged. So that's outstanding. Thank you, Kylan. Kamila, do you want to tell us a little bit about who was on your top of your list?
Absolutely. So I remember going and finding my husband. He was in the house in a different area and telling him. And I remember him saying, I nominated you, and me being super excited because he kept it a secret from me for the whole entire time. And so I was super happy and just didn't even know what to say. And my husband is also a Cornellian. So it didn't surprise me that he knew about the award, but I didn't tell him about the award, even with myself being on the committee who built the award out. So it was surprising yet not surprising, but it was, it felt good, to say the least.
I feel like we need to have like a Robert S. Harrison spouse award in the conversation that we're having. This is outstanding. I love that story, Kamila. Olivia, who is your first person?
I'll add to the Cornell husband list. I am also married to a class of 2012. So certainly him, although I wish I had been able, my grandfather was a Cornellian class of 52, and he passed away a couple of years ago. So would have loved to have been able to tell him he was actually very close with Robert Harrison himself. So had met him a couple of times through that. So it would have been very fun, I think, for him to like see an award on his behalf and that I had won it. So told him in the ways I could, but I'll add to that, the Cornell husband pile there.
That's amazing. And what a beautiful story about your grandfather. That's just, again, Cornellians and Cornellians and Cornellians. I love it. Vernice, I no pressure on whether or not you have a Cornell spouse, but I mean, who was your first person?
So the first person I told, I'll address that part first, is my family, of course, my dad and my sister. And so the context being that I was actually in France at the time. So there was a 6-hour time difference. And I was like, I don't care what you're doing right now. Please answer this video chat. And it was like 10 p.m. my time. So I think it was like around 4 p.m. Eastern or whatever. But they both, of course, answered. And they were both so, so happy for me. So it was a good, very good interruption for the day. In terms of my, like, I unfortunately do not yet have a Cornell spouse, but shout out. Looking forward to meeting you soon. The next person that I told was actually the current president of the Cornell Asian Alumni Association, so Mayuri. And so it was more of a reflection of kind of like a full circle story for me to be able to share this moment with her, especially having kind of talked about, worked with her a little bit for the Cornell Asian Alumni Association. So it was really good to be full circle.
I love it. What powerful stories. Bernice, I don't have a Cornell spouse either. So we can like talk after or something. Awesome. And I love that we're bringing it into the Cornell family and our just family, right? Whether your family is, like Olivia said, your grandfather and many generations before you, or classmates, right? Anything in between, whether that's just friends or by law, people that we get to share this love for Cornell with. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, you all spoke very passionately about the engagements that you have had over the years and the ones that you are currently doing in terms of volunteer work for Cornell with our classmates. But could you share a little bit more about why and how you're staying connected with Cornell? And Kamila, I might ask for you to kick us off.
Yeah, this is a great question. So there are a few reasons why I stay connected to Cornell. One of the main reasons I stay connected is just, I feel like Cornell has played a significant role in my life and shaping who I am, which I feel like we probably all could say in some capacity, right? Or, but it's also just become super important to me and how I see myself, how I connect with other people, ways that I serve, because there are so many ways to serve through Cornell. In addition to, obviously, as I mentioned earlier, my husband's also a Cornellian. I had my first child when I was at Cornell on campus. So it's just been a staple in my life in that capacity as well. And then how I stay connected is, you know, through my different Cornell volunteer efforts. I'm sure you heard my laundry list at the beginning of this, of all the different ways that, you know, I serve through Cornell. And it really does bring me joy. It helps me to continue to learn different things about Cornell and allows me to meet new people, which I love because every different Cornellian has a different experience and something new that they're bringing to the table that you're learning when you meet them or when you're volunteering next to them. And I just feel like there are so many different ways to serve in Cornell. So the list and the ways for me to connect are everlasting, which I think is exciting.
Love that. Thank you, Kamila. Much appreciated. Olivia, will you share a little bit about your why and how?
Sure. I think when I was a student, I was in the women's chorus and we benefited, I sort of learned after the fact, we benefited directly from alumni engagement and also gifts. We went on tour every year and that tour was free to students. And that is a really exciting and unique opportunity to grow your friendships among those, your classmates, to grow musically, sort of all of that. And it like clicked for me that like the reason it was free was because alumni had sponsored it for us. So it honestly just was pretty obvious to stay involved at some level after school, financially, certainly for that reason, but also to continue to guide that group. And so that's sort of where it started. And I think just kind of went from there. Just with a philanthropy background, I just think it seemed pretty obvious to me. And also it's a heck of a lot of fun to be involved. There are some obviously, you know, fun events and things to do. And then I think, so that's sort of the why, and then the how. You know, we've talked about our engagement opportunities and leadership roles, and all that is really wonderful. But, you know, one of the best ways that I found to stay involved in Cornell is just with the friends that I made there. It is, you know, the best people I know are from my Cornell experience. And so being able to just continue to engage with them, encourage them to volunteer or join us or give or even just enjoy their company kind of keeps that Cornell spark alive, if you will. So that's a really fun way for me to kind of keep Cornell sort of always in our rear view as we're, you know, continuing past our, you know, many years beyond graduation.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Thank you, Olivia. I appreciate that. I love the different perspectives and kind of how we're all entering our volunteer journeys from a different space and continuing them in different ways, which is just, it's just incredible to hear. Vernice, do you want to share a little bit about your how, your why?
For sure. So actually my reasoning is actually very similar to Olivia's. So when I was a student on campus, I was very much part of the Asian American community. I had been an intern at the Asian and Asian American Center, as well as I was actually a minor for the Asian American Studies program. And so really was embedded in the community. And for both of those kind of institutions, I recognized that Cornell Asian Alumni Association was a critical supporter in a lot of that growth that had happened for both of those institutions, and or rather even the establishment of those programs. And so for me, it was very natural to be like, okay, like, let me give back to the people who I felt gave me these institutions, or like, let me be able to learn from and join the programs for these institutions. And so for me, it was very natural to want to give back and to kind of continue that virtuous cycle and be able to engage with students, but also be able to learn from the alumni that were really proud to be part of the Cornell Asian Alumni Association. And so for me, it was kind of both a giving back experience, but also learning from those around me in my kind of new life role. It's been really rewarding to stay connected by like just sharing updates with the mentors that I've made through the Cornell Asian Alumni Association. I would actually say that I've made more Cornell friends after the Cornell experience through being an alumni, through being connected with so many people and across different generations. And especially as I kind of continue through life and go through these kind of life stages, it's been really critical for me to stay connected with my Cornell mentors, my Cornell friends who kind of are on similar paths or had gone through similar paths. And so for me, I think that's both my why and my how, is just sharing life, whether that's talking having coffee chats or staying connected on social media, or even just like distinctly going to Cornell events to make sure that I can see to see my Cornell people. And so that's really been my why and my how.
I think the description of the Cornell people, for those who are our friends who are just listening to our voices, there's a lot of head nods going on the screen in front of me. It's a powerful theme, right? While we are on the Hill, while we are on Capitol Hill, I mean, in any place in between, there's this through line of having your Cornell friends and your Cornell family. It's a really beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that. And Kylan, I might ask you the same question to share a little about your how and your why of volunteering for Cornell.
I think I will start with the why first. You know, after graduating from college, I returned back to my home, which is Malaysia, before I moved to Singapore. So being so far away from school, I've always wanted to find a group of like-minded people, because that's where, I guess, the friends that I made in Cornell are people, they are really, like, you know, as what you guys just mentioned, that they are really smart, really passionate about the things they're doing. So I've always wanted to find people with like-minded, you know, the similar mindset, right, back in my hometown. So I guess that's the why. And the really one event that really inspired me to really start this whole journey is that I actually attended the Asia Pacific Leadership Conference. So I think you guys have like a similar one in the States, but there's actually one that was actually hosted by our International Alumni Affairs. A big shout out to Hong Nan. I know she has moved on to another role, but she is this like central figure that bring all the international alumni, especially in the Asia Pacific region, together. So the really first one that I attended was in Hong Kong. And you get to meet people from all around in Asia Pacific. And it was a really strong community where you get to see people that are really so far away from the States, but they're all coming together to celebrate the Cornell spirit. So that was the first event that I joined back in, like, I think 5 years ago. So that really inspired me to go back to my hometown and be like, you know what, let me just start a new chapter, a new alumni club, and get this whole like journey started. So that's really the why and the how. And I think I just want to add on the really one, I would guess, just one advice to all the international alumni, especially in the Asia region. The very best effective way to stay connected to Cornell is really to reach out to our International Alumni Affairs. They have been really, really good in reaching out, engaging with us, even though we, you know, we have all the time difference, all the distance in between. But yeah, you know, with technology and everything, it kind of solves everything. Yeah.
It's a good public service announcement, right, of how we can engage, especially now in 2023, we can engage with people all across the world in all different ways in service of the same kind of Cornell spirit of doing good all across the globe. So I thank you for that reminder. I think it's really important to keep in mind. I mean, we're I think all of us are relatively, well, maybe not some of our Cornell staff colleagues, but we're relatively far from Cornell itself. And in this moment in particular, and in a lot of moments and in our Cornell volunteer work, it doesn't feel that way at all, right? It always feels like there's something that just kind of binds us to each other, even if we're not physically in Ithaca. So thank you. I appreciate that. Again, really powerful story. Julia, do you want to share with us about your how and your why staying connected to Cornell?
Definitely. And I think I'm going to continue to echo some of the themes that all the other ladies on the call have already mentioned. I participated in senior class campaign in my senior year at Cornell. I think probably a few of the other people on this call did as well, and really saw the impact of giving on, you know, affordability and cool programs. And similar to Olivia, I was part of student groups that benefited directly from alumni giving. I was part of the marching band. And I know that's a big reason we were able to go on cool trips and get pizza before the games and things like that. So I started out giving back to things that I benefited from, like the student-run radio station. I was very involved for many years on their alumni committee and the marching band and things like that. In senior class campaign, became class council. I've been a member of our class council since we graduated. Have to put a plug in here for our 10-year reunion, which is coming up in less than a year for the class of 2014. We're really excited about planning that, and we'll be kicking that off shortly. And just generally, I really loved my time at Cornell, and I want to give back to something that meant a lot. So my volunteering has kind of branched out over the years, from directly giving back to things I did as a student to giving back to the university as a whole. I was also a member of CAB with Olivia, and finished a round on the Cornell University Council, and got involved in the Cornell Club of Washington when I moved to DC, because it was a great way to meet people in the area and do cool things, frankly, you know, go to museums I might not have planned, you know, been to otherwise, or stuff like that. I also got my last two jobs through Cornell connections. So it's helped me a lot throughout the years. And I think I, you know, am able to succeed in my job largely due to the education I got at Cornell. So I'm looking forward to starting a new role with the Arts and Sciences Career Connections Committee, so I can help, you know, new students do exactly the same. So generally just wanting to pay it forward to all the future students and current students who can benefit from the same things that I did, but have also benefited from just the friendships. You know, that's another how that I stay engaged at the end of the day. I think we all have mentioned the great friends we've either met through volunteering or through our time at Cornell or all along the way. I think that's the community just can't be matched.
I love that framing, Julia. And I've heard now a few folks talk about the friendships that we've made after Cornell and through volunteer opportunities, and just some of the most lifelong evergreen types of friendships of people who were maybe in our own graduating class, but we had never met before, right? It's just wild to think about the true power and impact of the Cornell network. And Kylan, I wanted to maybe tug on something that you had started to talk about, which was how we might encourage more recent alumni. Not that we aren't recent alumni, I just want to say that out loud and underscore it, but we have some graduates who are, you know, in the last 3 to 5 years who may be looking to stay connected to Cornell through their volunteer work. And you had started to talk a little bit about how they might do that. So I would love to hear from others, and Kylan, if you've got other things that you might have on your mind or advice to share, but maybe Olivia, if you want to start us off to talk a little bit about advice for new Cornell graduates.
Yeah. Well, I think you sort of hit the nail on the head, Julie, about the network of Cornell. I now live in Chicago, and when I was moving here, I just started asking the people that I knew in my Cornell network, close or not really even that close, for, hey, do you have any, you know, do you know anyone who lives in Chicago? Do you have any connections there? I'm looking for this kind of work. Sort of like just that mining of your Cornell network can be really valuable. And from what I found along the way is that 99% of the time people are like, yes, I would be happy to get you connected to this person, but also I'd be happy to spend 30 minutes with you on the phone, just talking through what I know, who I'm, you know, learning a little bit about you. And so I think the best advice I honestly have is just start talking to people. You never know where those connections are going to come. Julia talked about finding jobs through her Cornell network. I did the same. And I think if you're looking to volunteer at Cornell, talk to the people that you know and just make your interest known. I have been on lots of conversations with Alumni Affairs through CAB or through you know, my class, where, you know, they've said to me, or I've had someone come to me and say, like, I'm interested in getting involved. How do I do that? And I've been lucky enough to be able to kind of be the liaison to say, hey, Amanda, hey, Kendra, hey, Corey, like, here's someone that I think could be really cool. This is what they're interested in. Like, what's out there for them? Like, where can we put them, or what can we encourage them to get involved in? So I think if you're looking for that connection, just make your interest known. Talk to the people that you know who might have a connection to the next person. We're going to help kind of place you or introduce you to the right people. And I think the second thing, and this is not always doable, of course, but as much as you can, attend as much as you can. I think Calc for me, which I think is probably the state's version of what you're talking about. Calc for me has been one of the best ways to keep my Cornell relationship strong and also to build new ones. There are, you know, I graduated, I am no longer a young alum, unfortunately, but, you know, getting to meet a lot of younger alums, getting to make some connections and reinforce connections that I made at reunions or just on a cab conversation or someone I've met virtually, but I've never had the pleasure to meet in person, getting to do that and seeing their name tag at Calc is actually very exciting. So, you know, whatever feels doable to attend. And I think in this world where technology allows us to attend homecoming virtually and lots of other large Cornell events, that's a really good way to just kind of keep those connections fun and, like, again, kind of keep that spark alive, and make it feel like it's something exciting and fun to kind of come back out to. So those would be my biggest suggestions to you know, get involved and encourage volunteerism.
And that, I love the dual pronged approach there of our young alumni or more recent than us, you know, and again, we are all young at heart, but just going to events and attending. You don't need to be, you know, a class officer or have a formal leadership role. You can just go and hang out. You don't have to officially join anything. You can just meet people and get to know them and talk about their jobs and careers and their lives. And at the same time, for those who may be a little bit more involved, like all of you, just encouraging and empowering other classmates, right? Other Cornellians in your area who may be at your office or who maybe, you know, you see them at the train station wearing a Cornell t-shirt or something and say, hey, we've got this event going on, you know, at the library or whatever it might be. And that way we can continue both to, you know, encourage folks and empower them individually, but also to bring them along. And as you're saying, keep them, keep the spark alive and keep them excited about Cornell family. I love that. Thank you. Bernice, do you have additional advice that you might share with our more recent graduates?
For sure. So I think something that was central to kind of the hows and whys in our kind of previous discussion, I think that's actually the formation for what I would share with new alumni, is that what is the how and why of what made their Cornell experience special? And if they want to continue to contribute to make those experiences even better, or to make sure that those experiences are fully accessible to future generations of Cornellians, I think that's where they actually can start. Like, if there's a reason, if there's either a program or a club that they're super dedicated to, they can look at what are the organizations or what are the things that support that club or program? Who are the people that have been kind of the champions outside of Cornell, kind of in the alumni world, about who has been kind of continuing to preach the gospel in many ways about those organizations. And I think that's actually a really great start. And I would kind of echo a lot of what's been said in this, in the sense that a lot of new alumni may feel like they're not in the position to connect or to volunteer. They may not feel like they have the financial position or like the social position in terms of professional status, but that shouldn't be even a consideration. I feel there's no need to be intimidated. There's no requirements that come with volunteering. I think that's the most essential thing, is that it's, of course, there's kind of like a expected commitment of time or sometimes in terms of contribution, but in the end of the day, that's actually not something that's really considered, I think, for a new alum, in my opinion. It's really kind of the connections that you're able to make when you're going to events. It's the time that you give to your fellow alumni in kind of the networking or the peer building. And then everything else comes naturally, I think, in your kind of later stage, although later stage is kind of a different way to say that, in terms of your volunteerism. So I think it's really about going to what's familiar to you and then expanding from there.
Yeah, and that it tugs on the theme that we've been hearing, right? This anchoring and the how and the why of our own experiences as students, but also then enabling and supporting future generations. I love the way that you're framing, especially for our more recent graduates. There is no expectation. You know, this is just an extension of, as Olivia said, of your network, of your family, your Cornell people, and there's no responsibility with that. It's just come and be you, because that's all we need. I love it. Thank you, Bernice. Kylan, do you have other advice that you might share with our newer alumni looking to stay involved or start volunteering with Cornell?
Yeah, I think the first question that a lot of new alumni, when I spoke to them, is that they will always ask that, how involved I need to be, right? So I think this also kind of go back to what Vinice just mentioned. I mean, time is as of precious to all of us, especially, you know, when you graduate from school, you're trying to like do the best in your new career and stuff. So I think the first question that a lot of new alumni should ask themselves is how involved you want to be. And there's no right or wrong when it comes to this. So of course, if you want to be really involved, you can be part of the committee to host the event. But if let's say you just want to give it a try to test the water to see whether you wanted to try it or not, I think there are a lot of events that you can leverage on to see whether this is like the cup of tea for you, you know? Because I know that volunteer is not like everyone's favorite, because I mean, you don't get paid through volunteering. I know that there are a lot of other clubs out there, they do pay their alumni to be part of the, you know, the involvement. So I think for Cornell alumni, yeah, my only suggestion to them is that depending how comfortable you are when you want to volunteer, there's always something for you. That's always something that I tell them, you know, always give it a try first. If you just feel like just connecting, purely just connecting, just attend the events. If you feel like you just want to give it more than just, you know, attending, there's always something for you to try out. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, Kylan. And I don't know if others on the call have had the same experience, but there's life, right? There's, as you're saying, there's times you might come in, you might come out, you have a little bit more time, a little bit less time, and, you know, family, jobs, everything in between. And one thing that I love about all of your stories in particular is that you have, in a lot of cases, risen to leadership positions in some organizations, or just been members of others for periods of time and tried something new on, or joined another organization, stepped away from an organization. And as you're saying, Kylan, there's no requirement, right? Same thing as Olivia and Bernice were saying, and even something like CALC that Olivia mentions, which is the Cornell Alumni Leadership Conference, it's a signature event for Cornell leaders. You don't have to be the president of your class, right? You can just come. It's in Baltimore this year. It's going to be fabulous in February. It might be a little bit cold, but if anybody's interested in coming, alumni.cornell.edu, you can look it up, volunteer, CALC, C-A-L-C as in Cornell. And just come, just join us, just be with your friends and learn about what the university is doing and get to know other people. You may continue it or you may not. And that's the beauty of the Cornell volunteer space. Thank you. I appreciate your perspective on that. Julia, do you want to jump in? Any other advice for our more recent graduates?
I think I'm just going to reiterate a few things that have already been said. You know, we've talked a lot about how it's not one size fits all and you don't need to do it all. You know, we all came in and mentioned at least a handful of organizations that we've been involved in, but it's okay to start small and just do one thing. I think the way I got involved in the Cornell Club of Washington was I attended an event. I attended their Young Alumni Holiday Party. And I said, hey, this is cool. And they said they were looking for volunteers to help check people in. And I said, sure, why not? And then they said, hey, do you want to plan it next year? And I said, sure, why not? And then that was my thing. And then it grew into broader membership and engagement, you know, with the organization. But it started with that just small foot in the door, and that's a good way to test the waters and see if you like it. And as Renee said, I think we're all volunteers. It's okay to fail, or it's okay to decide it's not for you if you try it, but you're not going to know if you don't do it. And really thinking about what you're trying to get out of that volunteering opportunity and what's important to you, because, you know, you need to enjoy your time, you know, giving back. And so I really enjoy mentorship. And so I'm really active on UE Links and love to talk to current students about, you know, their career paths, because I've decided that's something that brings me joy too. So I think, you know, two pieces of advice are really, one, think about what makes you excited, and two, you know, remembering you don't have to do it all on day one and starting small.
That's a really, really helpful reminder. I feel like I should take with me into every aspect of my life, which is you don't have to do everything. It's okay to start small. And it's okay to just say yes to, do you want to check people in, and not say yes to, do you want to run this next year? It's absolutely okay to just say, I love to check people in. That's my jam. I'm going to do that. Totally fine. And yes or no, I might run it next year. I might not run it the year after. But I think in everybody's stories, I'm hearing a lot of, again, come in and out, whatever works for you. Think about your why. Think about your passion. Think about what you're good at. I know Julia and others have mentioned just wanting to mentor students or mentor other alumni and learn from other alumni, whether that's personal or professional or even academic for anybody who's thinking about, you know, grad school or something like that. So again, I'm hearing all these connections in many different ways to our Cornell network, whether they're recent or a little bit less recent. But Julia, I wondered actually if I could ask you a little bit of follow-up. You mentioned CUE links as one way that you've maybe connected with some other alumni. Could you just say a little bit more for those who might not know what CUE Links is, how you've utilized that platform?
Sure. CUE Links has been around for a handful of years now, and it's kind of LinkedIn for Cornell. And it was at the start largely focused on students connecting with alumni as they look to explore their career paths. And now I believe it's expanded to alumni connections as of recently. And so there might be jobs, but also there are ways to kind of, you know, surface people who might be working in an industry and match mentors, really. You can kind of indicate specific topics you're willing to talk about, like deciding on going to grad school or working for a nonprofit or things like that. And then really, it's a very passive way for me to engage. And so current students or recent alumni will reach out to me directly and say, hey, you looked interesting to me because I want to do data science too. Can we talk about it? And we'll message back and forth for a little bit. I usually like to set up a 30-minute phone call, and then we'll just chat more about it and, you know, connect on LinkedIn and stay in touch. So I think that's been a really fulfilling way for me to also learn what students are thinking about and how they're approaching their careers and give back to them as they explore those.
Thank you, Julia. I appreciate it. And I know that we have a few different places online where we can find other Cornell graduates. CUE Links is obviously managed by Cornell University. And I agree with you that it's an excellent way to just, in a non-creepy way, find other Cornell alumni to just reach out and say, you know, hey, I'm interested in the types of things you're doing professionally, or I'm in your class, I'm in your region. You know, I have a child the same age as yours, whatever it might be, that you can find things about other Cornell graduates online and just start a conversation. Sometimes there's also events, like you were saying, or other volunteer opportunities. Are there others who have used online resources, LinkedIn, Facebook, anything like that, that you might recommend, again, to our more recent alumni, especially since there's so many more virtual opportunities? Vernice, I think I saw you nod. So if that is true, I will invite you in.
For sure. Yeah, I actually have been heavily, most recently, I was heavily using LinkedIn as kind of expanding the Cornell network. I mean, the whole base of my LinkedIn in the first place was my Cornell network. And I continued to expand that, especially coming out of grad school. So just more as a reflecting on this as a recent grad, in the graduate sense. But I actually think one of the most valuable networks has been on LinkedIn, has been actually for me staying updated on Instagram. It's very millennial, we need to say that, that Instagram and LinkedIn are the two networks that I feel are the ones I use the most. But it's also because I think it's been really great to see how Cornell has started to use Instagram as a really strong platform to share visually the story of alumni, as well as students, and kind of tying that together.
Camila, I'm going to call you in last I know we jumped around a little bit. I'm going to call you in last on our advice for new alumni. So I got a little sidetracked by CUE Links. And Vernice, thank you for mentioning both Instagram, which even I understand as a prehistoric graduate. But Camila, do you want to share your advice too for new alumni looking to stay connected?
Sure. I don't think my advice is too off from what everyone else has already said. I think the one thing that, you know, I would add is, you know, for me, at least, as an undergraduate, especially, and even as a grad student, I was very involved in different volunteer efforts. And so for me, becoming an alum, it was important to me to think about what mattered to me most as a student, and then what matters to me most now as an alum, or as an adult. I guess I'm a real adult now. And, you know, to think about how to connect those things in a way that, you know, truly, again, brings me that joy and makes me feel fulfilled because I'm doing that work and doesn't become a chore, if you will. Because to me, that's what makes the difference between doing something because you like it versus doing something because you feel like you have to, right? Which nobody wants to do volunteer work that you feel like you have to. It needs to be fun. And then, you know, it also, one of the things I would bring up is that, again, there are so many different ways. There's a plethora of ways to be involved as a volunteer at Cornell. I feel like there are new ways that are created every day. And, you know, there are many ways to find them, like other people have mentioned, whether that is reaching out to other folks when you see them doing something and kind of learning about their experience, or it's joining the different platforms that Cornell offers for you as a student or an alum to engage others, or even creating your own means of volunteering, because I've also seen where some really creative and enthusiastic alum have done that. And I feel like it's almost like there's no limit to it, which I think is what makes it really fun for me and why I keep going back and adding more things to the list. So I think, again, just like everyone else has said, you know, it's not because you have to do it by any means, but there are different ways to find things that you like and that are actually connected to things that you care about and that have impacted your experience, whether that's as a student or an alum.
Amazing. Thank you, Kamila. And this, again, such a through line of the passion that we all feel, the things that bring us joy, the people that bring us joy, some of whom we might not even know yet, but hopefully we will soon. Okay, we're almost out of time. So the last thing that I want to do really quickly, I would like to do a round robin. Just say the name of your favorite Cornell Dairy Bar flavor. Kylan.
I like the alumni swirl. I went back to campus 2 months ago and get to try that. So that was quite good. The special flavor for the weekend reunion, alumni swirl. I think that's the first one.
Alumni swirl.
Yes.
Brilliant. High five. All right. Kamila, favorite dairy bar flavor?
Big Red Bear Tracks, because you can't go wrong with brownie pieces and vanilla ice cream.
I cannot argue with that. Amazing. Olivia.
I am like an ice cream enthusiast, so this is my favorite question that's ever been asked of me. I am the BB Black Raspberry. There are like two flavors I always get of ice cream. It's either mint or black raspberry with chocolate sprinkles on it, and it is amazing. That's it.
I'm so hungry right now. Vernice, tell us your favorite dairy bar flavor.
Chocolate Gorgeous for me, because it's number one, super rich, super decadent. Yeah. Cornell does it right.
That is our tagline from here on out. Thank you, Bernice. And Julia, bring us home. Favorite Cornell dairy bar flavor.
We were so close to all picking different ones, but I have to double tap Bernice's Chocolate Gorges. Chocolate is my favorite, and it's chocolate ice cream with Oreo and chocolate fudge. Like, more than enough chocolate than you need, but so, so good. So that's definitely my favorite.
It's chocolate has important antioxidant qualities to it, so I think I will just leave us all with that, and basically saying that the choices you have all selected are the equivalent of vitamins and salads. So thank you all for sharing your stories with us tonight. Thank you for representing the inaugural cohort of Robert S. Harrison Class of 1976 recent alumni award winners. We're so proud of you. We're grateful for you. To all our listeners, the same. We're proud of you. We're grateful for you. And thank you for tuning in to our special episode, A Fresh from the Hill, featuring our, again, 2023 Robert S. Harrison Class of 1976 recent Alumni Volunteer Award winners. Music for Fresh from the Hill was produced by Kia Albertson Rogers, Class of 2013. And to learn more about how to stay connected to Cornell, please visit our website at alumni.cornell.edu/youngalumni. Thanks, all. Thanks for listening. And congratulations again to our Harrison Class of 76 Alumni Volunteer Award winners.